Right, so we're reading on the topic of work in faith above reason, selected excerpts from the sources, reading excerpt 59. Excerpt 59 from Bala Sulam, Shamadi 40. What is the measure of faith in the Rav? One should depict oneself as if he has already been rewarded with whole faith in the Creator and already feels in his organs that the Creator leads the whole world in the form of the good who does good. Meaning that the whole world receives only good from him. Yet, when one looks at oneself, he sees that he is poor and indigent. In addition, when he observes the world, he sees that the entire world is tormented. Each one according to his degree. One should say about that, they have eyes, but they see not. They means that as long as one is in multiple authorities, called they do not see the truth. What are the multiple authorities? As long as one has two desires, even though he believes that the entire world belongs to the Creator, but something belongs to men too. However, in truth, one must annul one's authority before the authority of the Creator and say that one does not want to live for oneself. And the only reason that he wants to exist is in order to bring contentment to the Creator. Thus, by this, one annuls his own authority completely. And then he is in the singular authority, the authority of the Creator. Only then can he see the truth, how the Creator leads the world by the quality of good and doing good. However, as long as he is in multiple authorities, meaning when he still has two desires in both mind and heart, he is unable to see the truth. Instead, he must go above reason and say, they have eyes, but they do not see the truth.
Meaning that in every situation, in every place, we need to try to see the actions of the Creator. The Creator clothes in everything around the person. And so through various actions, which may be contradictory, entirely unclear, unpleasant, the Creator is clothed in them in order to shake the person up a bit, to bring the person to a state where he leaves his reason and is capable of achieving faith. Please read again.
Reading excerpt 59 again from Bala Sulam Shamadi 40. What is the measure of faith in the Rav? One should depict to oneself as if he has already been rewarded with whole faith in the Creator and already feels in his organs that the Creator leads the whole world in the form of the good who does good. Meaning that the whole world receives only good from him. Yet, when one looks at oneself, he sees that he is poor and indigent. In addition, when he observes the world, he sees that the whole world is tormented, each according to his degree. One should say about that, they have eyes, but they do not see. They means that as long as one is in multiple authorities, called they do not see the truth. What are the multiple authorities? As long as one has two desires, even though he believes that the whole world belongs to the Creator, but something belongs to man too. However, in truth, one must annul one's authority before the authority of the Creator and say that one does not want to live for oneself, and the only reason that he wants to exist is in order to bring contentment to the Creator. By this, one annuls his own authority completely, and then he is in the singular authority, the authority of the Creator. Only then can he see the truth, how the Creator leads the world by the quality of good and doing good. However, as long as he is in multiple authorities, meaning when he still has two desires in both mind and heart, he is unable to see the truth. Instead, he must go above reason and say, they have eyes, but they do not see the truth.
אני רואה שאין כל כך שאלות.
I see that there aren't many questions.
יש פתח 18 אני.
We have פתח תקווה 18.
פתח תקווה 18. You want them to ask? All right. פתח תקווה 18.
מה הבורא אוהב?
What does the Creator love?
הבורא אוהב.
The Creator loves the quality of bestowal, faith, love, unity.
Right? Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm very grateful to you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
This was by your order, Gilad. Be'er Sheva.
Thank you, Rav.
Rabash writes to us that a person sees that the world is tormented. So, let's say I see something like that in the 10. Is this something that I simply need to take and say that actually this is the good and doing good with respect to me, with respect to the whole world, to truly take it above reason?
No. No,
you cannot say that what you see isn't true, because this is in the vessels of reason, but it is happening, and the world is suffering, and it's impossible to deny, and it's impossible to disregard. But there is a degree called faith above reason. If we rise there to there, we see that all of this is arranged in the best possible way, out of love, and everyone is enjoying it. On our level, the level of reason, everything is reception and everyone is suffering.
To go with faith above reason, it's only with the help of the friends, when I receive from them the sublimity of the Lord. Or
To rise to the degree of faith above reason is possible for me only if I replace my perception with the perception of others, clothing in others, where I simply enter into the others as an embryo within his mother's womb, and in such a way I begin to grow myself and to see myself above reason, above my ego, because anyone who finds flaws with others is seeing his own flaws. Everything that I see in the world as bad, I see it through my own ego, So how can the world take a different form if I see that everyone is sick, everyone is suffering? What, I get another doctor and he says, he states that everyone is healthy? No, it's difficult for us to grasp, but effort is required in order to somehow understand that there is a different perspective. It's like, according to Einstein, I don't know how to put it. If we rise to the degree of bestowal instead of the degree of reception, there I will see a different form of existence and relationships between people. And then all the bad that I see on the plane of reason, it all appears good to me in the plane of above reason. I see that today it's a bit difficult. Very good. Very nice. I suppose there is a certain burdening, certain burden on everyone's heart. And this is good. I see that we're becoming like a single body. And so you don't have those who are in descent, some who are in ascent. That will also happen, but everyone seems to share the same state. This burdening of the heart, it's difficult to ask, it's difficult to explain. And in truth, we need to perhaps study the preface more. There, the mind works more, it's more concrete. And you can more quickly rearrange our mind. Right. But still we have Kiev 1, Kiev 2. Please go ahead, Kiev 1.
Dear Rav,
according to what you said, that in order to justify the Creator's actions, I connect with the friend, with the 10, and indeed there I feel detachment from myself and I'm capable of justifying these actions. Now, when we speak about justifying the torments of the whole world, here seemingly there is a gap between the degrees. There's a difference, meaning justifying some personal problems versus problems of the whole world appear to be different degrees. Do I need to integrate more for that?
Да, конечно.
А как это вообще, ну, можно сделать? То есть это просто нужно как бы увидеть.
How can we do it? Should I simply see in this adhesion the thought of creation? Do I need to attain the thought of creation in order to justify it?
И тем, что происходит с миром. Я не могу сопоставлять эти две ступени, потому что то, что происходит со мной, это намного ближе и внутри меня, а то, что происходит с миром, это намного дальше от меня, и я могу это все оправдать уже не через регеш, ну, не через чувство. Ой, они мне давали русит?
Oh, I was speaking Russian. Sorry, they confused me. There is a difference between justifying myself and justifying the world. If I justify myself, I'm justifying myself, or I'm justifying the Creator, justifying what He does to me. I do it from my own feelings, my own emotions. If I justify the world, I justified more through my mind because I don't have a feeling for the world. So these two degrees are not equal degrees. They're not close together. In order to justify the world, I need to clothe in the whole world. I need to feel the sorrow of the world as though it's me, where me and the world, that's the same thing. And then I can say that I justify the Creator on the scale of the world. And that's a very, very high degree, very great degree, where I acquire the general vessel. But when I acquire it, when I suffer for everyone, I can come to a state where I justify the Creator for everyone. Otherwise, I'm just saying it in an intellectual way, theoretical. Or certainly the Creator is good. Did you hear that He's good and benevolent? Yes, I heard. So the Creator does good to the whole world? Yes, of course, He does good to the whole world. And what did you accomplish by this? What kind of correction? This isn't a correction. It's just in your mind. Anyone can say that to you. But to actually justify, that means that you clothe in that object which is in a certain state, and you discover how the Creator relates to it, and this revelation which you attain, that means that you, when you attain it, that means you justify the Creator. Kiev 2.
Да, и в продолжение вопроса.
Continuing that, сказать, что с уровня, is it possible to say the following? That from the level of bestowal, the degree of bestowal, everything seems in a way that there is a stronger level of desire that awakens, and it turns off, quenches the lower degree, by this preparing it for bestowal.
That is always true. That is always true. The entire correction goes from the light to the heavy.
If so, how do we make it so that it would appear as love and not as coercion? In the lower level, it is felt as coercion.
If we advance towards arranging all these things, we understand the way the Creator relates to all this. We see His absolute love, and this love also acts upon the person, and the person enters into such ties of love. He begins to love back. All right, so we shall continue on to what do we have after these excerpts?
We can do the preface.
Then the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah.
Somewhere in the still of the night, a whisper of love awakens inside. Somewhere in the dark there's a flame, a light in our hearts, guiding us through the pain. Years of chasing after the wind, but the treasures of life are hidden within. The answer will come down from above, piecing all of the world in one vision of love. And from our hearts we sing one song, all voices as one in the rhythm of life. And from our hearts we sing one song, all voices as one in the rhythm of love. Melody rises with the sun, from the silence it came, and calls everyone. Is here we stand with one voice, a time to give thanks, a time to rejoice. Everything is clear to see, and the walls are no more between them and me. Together in this ocean of love, in the depths of the heart, united as one. As one in